FM 90.3 WJTL. Michael Farren, Prisoners, Stars Go Dim, their new song, You Know Me Better. Good morning. Mindy and Fred with you, 720.
I love that cymbal swell at the end of that song. Yeah. Sunshine for today is your weather forecast.
It's actually better than swell. It was really good.
Okay. Cold day today, high 28 expected. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 15. Winning Wednesday, partly sunny, high 28. Currently, sunshine at the Junction Center and 13.
Our friends Tim and Linda are here from Promise Players. They're doing the show Mobile Home Sweet Home. Good morning again to both of you.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Tim Strasser is a board member, and you've been with Promise Players. Have you been with it all the years?
They started out in 1995, and I started with them in 1996.
I thought you were with them a long time.
And I have acted, directed, behind the scenes, been on the board.
It's a
great you must organization.
Love it.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the main reason that I really love it is the Christian environment. It's like a small group. We start out with prayer every practice.
Yeah.
And then also the biggest thing that's really, really, really unique for us is that the proceeds from the suggested donation that people give, that money after expenses goes toward a organization or charity that we raise the money for.
Yeah. And how did that get started that you guys decided you wanted to do that?
Well, it actually started right from the beginning. Doreen Creighton is our artistic director, and she's the one that had the vision way back when to start it, and she is still our executive director. And she decided that one, it felt like there was a need for family type theater, but also to be able to raise the money for organizations.
And over the years, you've given a lot of money. How much have you given over the years to
over 215,000?
Yeah. And you always try to tie it in with the theme of the show a little bit. So tell us about this year's ministry.
Right. This year's ministry is called Echoes. And that stands for Elizabethtown Community Housing and Outreach Services. And so it's in the services, the people in the Elizabethtown area, the northwestern part of Lancaster County. And they help individuals or families that are experiencing homelessness, at risk of homelessness or in need of services. And so they try to provide clients with apartment needs, financial needs, and basic needs that they are required for stability.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So this year you're doing Mobile Home Sweet Home. The Promise Players is doing that. They're coming up in March. And if I remember correctly from past years, you encourage people to get their tickets early because the shows do sell out.
Right. That is correct. Particularly Sunday afternoons or matinees at 2:30 sell out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So they definitely want to make reservations as soon as possible.
So you're doing what, 6-7 shows?
We're doing 9 shows.
9 shows,
The first weekend, there's 4 shows, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Saturday there's 2, a matinee and a 7:30 show, and then Sunday is another matinee show at 2:30, and then the next weekend it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, another matinee on Saturday at 2:30, and then a matinee on Sunday.
And if people want to get their tickets ahead of time, how do they do that?
They can either go on the website at LAMPCOB, which is the Lampeter Church of the Brethren's website. So lampcob.com/promise-players. Or they can call 717-464-2050.
Very cool. And this year, Mobile Home Sweet Home features Tim and Linda. And Linda Ross is with us. Linda, you're playing the character that is the wife of the owner. The two of you own the mobile home park, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your character.
Okay. May June is my name. And May June grew up in the same town, graduated from high school, wasn't really a great person in her class academically, but she was a whiz at math, so she does the books for the trailer park.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
And May June and Lof have an unusual relationship.
Yes, we do. Yeah,
I'm constantly griping at him, but not in an obnoxious way or a way where you feel hostility. But he just exasperates me because he's just never around when I need him.
Right, right.
You're a curmudgeon, you say.
Right, I'm a curmudgeon, that grouchy, grumpy kind of old man, which I'm never that.
I was going to say, that's just not you.
Right, Rose. I'm not that way.
Yeah, he's playing against type.
Yeah, definitely.
And, yeah. And we're kind of back and forth. He is that type of person, which I think we can relate to, that there's a person that seems very grumpy and grouchy all the time. But in the community, they love the people and want to always take care of. They're kind of that quiet person that in the back, they're kind of the behind the scenes kind of person that takes care of everybody.
Right.
But they have this exterior that's a little gruff.
Yeah.
And we kind of go back and forth with each other quite a bit. And we just want to get away. We haven't had a vacation in years and years. And maybe that's why we're really grumpy. I don't know. But we want to go on a European cruise. And that's the big thing for them. They just want to get away and have the sun kind of take over the business. And so it's pretty fun.
I can see a lot of people relating. Now, Linda, you've been away for 10 years from doing shows with Promise Players. You've come back. What is it about Promise Players that drew you back after being away?
I just love the camaraderie. We're like a family. And the main thing for me is always enjoyed acting. And this gives me a chance to use the talent that God gave me, but in a way where we are. The ultimate goal is to glorify God and to make people think about their relationship with God or whether they need a relationship with God, which, of course, we all do.
Wow. Hmm. Promise Players is doing Mobile Home Sweet Home. You could get the information online. It's happening at Lampeter Church of the Brethren from Friday, March 22nd through the 31st. The website is lampcob.com /promise-players. Or if you just go to the website, you'll see the link there.
Right, Tim? Yep, that's correct. Yep.
Get your tickets ahead of time. Support Echoes as well. It's a great opportunity. Tim and Linda, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah, we loved having you. Back to the music we go. John Waller, this